Good morning, my friends. It is time once again for the Morning Mindset. I hope that you're ready. If you're not ready, if you feel like it's just been kind of a hurried, rushed morning or a hurried, rushed time of getting ready for whatever's ahead in your day, just stop for a moment, close your eyes, take a deep breath. Just let it out. Let your body relax so that you can clear your mind to receive the truth of God this morning. Now, it's not my voice that's some magical, some magical thing to help you get your mind aligned. It's the Word of God that we're going to be reading and studying today that is going to help you get your mind aligned. I want to focus in on one small little phrase at the end of verse number 2 of 1 Peter chapter 1. If you haven't noticed, we have begun a new study through 1 Peter. I encourage you to go back a few episodes and listen to the introduction to 1 Peter and then move forward so that you don't miss a day of this great study of this powerful little book. At the end of verse number 2, Peter kind of says a wishful statement, something he hopes for the people who are reading this book. He says, "May grace and peace be multiplied to you." Now, when you hear someone say a phrase in the scripture that begins with "may this happen" or "may that happen," it's really like a prayer. It's the writer expressing what they want for those individuals. And so Peter is asking the Lord to give his readers grace and peace. And not just to give it to them, but to multiply it to them. Now, you understand multiplication in contrast to addition, right? Addition is adding one to another, to another, to another. Multiplying is taking one or more things and, you know, multiplying, I don't even know a better word for it. It gets bigger and bigger by leaps and bounds. And that's what Peter is asking for here. Is it God's grace, which is his help and his favor, be multiplied to them? And that along with that, and perhaps even as a result of that, God's peace would be multiplied to them. Now, folks, I am praying this for you today. I'm praying it for myself, for my family, for those that I love, that God's grace, his help, would be multiplied to us and that his peace would be ours as well in ample portion, because those two things will set us up for a successful day. And here's why I say that. If we recognize that no matter what we face today, and I mean anything, God is there with us to help us, to empower us, to give us the right understanding and thoughts for the situation, to give us the words to say, to enable us to love those who seem unlovable, or to be a blessing to those who are difficult or in need. And if we realize that no matter what we face today, God's peace is with us, and that's not just an absence of conflict, but that's an inner peace, an inner calm in the midst of storms, in the midst of persecutions and difficulties and disagreements and accusations, God's peace is ours. And it's not just because God's a nice guy and he decided to give this to us, which of course is true, but it's because of Jesus Christ. It's because of what he has done on the cross to bring us to God. You see, it's not mentioned in this phrase, but the scriptures make it very clear that if it were not for Jesus Christ, we would all still be enemies of God, because our sin sets us up as his enemies. Sin really is a rebellion against him and his righteous ways. You see, when we choose to sin, we choose to go against God's holy standard. And we receive his help and his peace through the forgiveness that comes from Jesus Christ. My friends, if you have never placed your faith in Jesus Christ, if you've never said, "Yes, Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I need you to forgive me and to cleanse me from my rebellion against God, to give me a new path, to give me a new identity," well, my friends, I encourage you, do that today, and let me know if you do that, because I would love to pray for you personally and know your situation. And I would love to hold you up with the rest of the Morning Mindset family. That's the greatest decision you could ever make. Please let me know and join me again tomorrow.